Let's speak to my next guest. I thought I was having two, but it looks like I've just got one. And yeah, we're going to be talking about the Naale program in Israel. I'm just unsure if I'm speaking to Lisa or Mackenzie Goldberg. Who have I got with me this afternoon?
Mackenzie's mom, Lisa.
Hello, Lisa. I don't know why I thought I was getting two for the price of one, but you'll do just fine. And
okay, well, she's supposed to join. I'm just not sure why she hasn't connected yet. I apologize. She is in Israel, so there might be a problem with the connectivity.
There might be, and also because of the time. Oh, no, we're even on the same time, aren't we? It doesn't even...
Yeah, 1 hour ahead.
There she is. She's just popped in now, that errant daughter of yours. She's just popped on the line now. Right. Mackenzie, great to have you with us here on Chai FM.
Thank you.
I'm going to throw a question out there because I think a lot of us take a lot for granted. We kind of assume that everybody knows about the different programs, Taglit, Birthright, Naale. If you're explaining to somebody, I don't know who's going to run with this. Mackenzie, you start if you like. What on earth is Naale?
Naale is a program for high school students from around the world to come to Israel and study here and get their graduation and matric.
And how long? Is it like from grade 8 or grade 10, or how does it work?
The earliest you can join is in grade 9, which is what I did, and you do it until grade 12, and you graduate here.
Wow, okay, so that's a good place to leave you for just a moment and go to your mom and say, who lets their kid in grade 9 go study in a war zone?
Well, just a small war zone. That's pressure. I do have two sons that live there, so it wasn't that I was sending her on her own.
Okay.
So she does have, and we do have other family there. It's something she really wanted to pursue, and we were quite happy to give her that opportunity.
In terms of when the program landed on your radar, how long had you been thinking about it or considering it for years and years, or something very fresh?
It was around about grade 7. My son had mentioned the program to her, and since then it has been on her radar. And we've been speaking with Nat, who heads up the Naale program in South Africa. And we had numerous meetings, and we waited very patiently till she was in grade 9. And she was still very keen to do it. With the war going on and everything, she was still quite happy to vote for them.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, that you've got two sons there and she's not going on her own. I totally get that. But my goodness me, as a parent sending a kid to the Middle East over the last 2 years, that took guts and courage, I must say.
Well, she only left last year, September, so there wasn't much of a war happening at that time. But I do see your point. It is very nerve-wracking, and clearly my husband and I are very unconventional parents.
Clearly you are. Clearly you are. You're not coming out of the book of stereotypical Jewish parents, that is for sure. So, Mackenzie, talk to me about some of the challenges, because I'm thinking here's a South African young student who is on the verge of giving up everything that she knows and is comfortable with. Home, school, friend groups, infrastructure that you know how to deal. Just, was it not terrifying? What attracted you, and why did you do this?
It was scary at first, but I knew it was just going to be an experience. And there were some challenges. Even though you have family here, it still is hard being away from your parents. But you meet so many people in the school. You live with them. They become like your second family. You'll never feel alone there.
Since you arrived in Israel, your mom just said to me it was in September. It's long enough time to have kind of acclimatized and found your feet and seen what's problematic and what isn't. What were like the big cultural shocks for you? What surprised you about being in Israel?
Well, in terms of Israeli people, I would say South Africans are way more friendly.
Interesting. Okay.
Yes. You know, Israelis have chutzpah.
Yes.
But otherwise, the cultural shocks, there's been nothing really except for the language, which you learn very quickly.
How is your Hebrew, by the way?
It's pretty good.
because that is the difficult part. And one day they will ask somebody why they ever took the vowels out. Like, I don't understand why we had to go to dots and then lose the dots. That would have been very easy had they just left it in. Where is the program actually held? Where are you based?
In Hod HaSharon.
Okay, so that's central. So you've got access to Tel Aviv and you're right there in the middle of everything. That's a great location. Israelis are tough. Listen, I've lived there. I've experienced them. They're as short as their language is. You know, when we answer a phone, we say, hello, how are you? They go, Ken. It's a very different approach to the way you relate to people. Didn't you find some of the interactions like just jarring and so different to those you're used to in South Africa?
Yes, I did. But most of the time, anyways, we were Olim, we all put together. And it's amazing to be put with other Olim. You get to learn about their culture, about their countries, also like how they were brought up. It's very different. It's very interesting.
Tell me a little more about that. What kind of people are you spending your time with? Where are they from? And what cultures are you learning about?
There's a lot of, first of all, Americans, which obviously. And then there's a lot of Europeans, like Italians. There's a few from France, a lot from Germany, Russia, some Switzerland, even some people from Finland. Every country in Europe, there's at least one person.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I would imagine with the uptick in anti-Semitism, it kind of makes sense to have your kids lehishtalev, to, what's the word in English, to become part of the Israeli society as soon as they possibly can, rather than having to do it when you're an adult and it's so much more difficult. Lisa, I'm guessing from afar you're watching this process unfold and happen. What changes have you seen in your daughter? Is she different now from who she was in September?
Well, absolutely. She spoke about Israelis having chutzpah. Well, guess what? Yes. She turned into a fully fledged Israeli.
Yes,
okay.
So
she's got a lot of chutzpah now.
Okay, in what way? Do tell, do tell.
No, you know what? She's a teenager, but she's just got a little bit of edge, you know, now that comes with being a teenager. And, you know, she's become very independent. So taking a taxi on her own, getting on a bus on her own, going to her dance studio or to meeting friends in Tel Aviv. So even getting on the train, she's quite happy to do that all on her own and experience life in Israel, not just stay within Hod HaSharon and the school environment. So she's definitely been exploring, and she has an amazing host family as well, in which I have to say, in Hod HaSharon. So they've been so welcoming. They treat her like a daughter. So it's just also nice to know that you know, she has another family there that look after her.
And you as a parent, I mean, you're still the mom, no matter where you are in the world, you're the mom. It must be a really difficult challenge to come to terms with what's actually happening. Your daughter's 9,000 miles away, communication, trust, letting go, growing up, all the things that you could supervise, 1, 2, 3, helicopter parent right here, conventional or not, you can't. How are you coping with that?
I'd like to say I'm not a helicopter mom. So mm-hmm. that from that point of view, it was quite easy. She's my third child. So I would say if it was my firstborn, it would be a bit different. But being my third and seeing how happy she is, you kind of just go with the flow. You know, you have to. She's in a different country with totally different ways of doing things. So you have to relax, you have to let them experience, you have to let them enjoy themselves and just go with the flow. And they do, we do.
Now listen, I mean, as you're talking, so I'm thinking back to being on a bus from Tel Aviv to Ra'anana and looking around and looking at these kids going to the Reichman Institute in Herzliya, and there's a level of freedom the likes of which I don't think South Africans of a comparable age can even begin to conceive. It's different. It's just you're free. You're absolutely free. Mackenzie, is that one of the things that you, I'm putting words in your mouth here, but is that perhaps one of the things that you appreciate the most?
Yes, definitely.
Being able to be free. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Not needing a lift to the mall. You can go where you want.
No.
And Yeah, no, I completely and utterly understand that. Was there a point at which, or any event that has happened to you that you've thought, okay, this is good, this is the reason I came? Was there any sort of standout moment where you thought, this is all justified now, this is why it's good to be here?
I can't think of a specific moment on the spot, but especially once I settled in at school in my room, became closer with the people and the Majichim, I definitely felt like I'm more at home here. I feel my spot here.
It kind of makes a whole bunch of sense for me. Talk to me a little bit, either of you, I'm not sure who, if somebody's listening and thinking, wow, I'd love this for my kid, how do you go about getting more information and finding out more about the program?
Speak to Livnat.
Mizot Livnat. Livnat
is the Nale coordinator in South Africa.
Okay, and I guess that's through the South African Zionist Fed, or what are we talking about?
No, she's in the Yakat, and her name is Livnat Katz. And yeah, just give her a call, and she'd be happy to meet with anyone who's interested in the Nale program.
We're going to leave it there. Thanks to both of you for being with us on Chai FM. Mackenzie, I wish you all the luck in the world. Ba'atzlacha. And to Supermom, you're quite awesome.